Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, BDC, and we are here with another episode. Another episode that is, and this episode is going to be a little bit all over the place because we're going to talk about a little bit of AEW. We're going to talk about a little bit of WWE at the same time. Thoughts on this King of the Ring tournament. What do y'all think about, you know, the King of the Ring tournament being at live events, you know, AEW with these, you know, random matches sometime, like, you know, for instance, Dynamite Kid, which some people might not know, you know, who that is. I had to do research to find out who that was, but yeah, we're going to be all over with this podcast. So, you know, sit back and just, you know, be ready to, you know, listen to a couple of rants. You know, I'm not going to be long. I'm not going to make y'all sit here for no 2 hours and just, you know, but you know what it is. You know how I get, you know, I get very, 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 very passionate about how I feel about WWE and AEW, just wrestling in general. You know, you've been messing with me this long with this podcast, you know, wrestling means a lot to me. You know, but before we get into this episode, don't forget to, you know, review, you know, like, share, most importantly, rate the podcast on Apple Music, Spotify. It helps a lot. But, you know, before we get into, you know, fully, I want to talk about my TikTok page. You know, my TikTok page has been going pretty good. You know, and I've been doing, you know, WWE or AEW Dynamite reviews. I started this week with the first episode, which has been going pretty good. I like it. I don't want to bore y'all with the, you know, a review show, just talking about it every week. And, you know, it's easier on TikTok. You know, you 5-10 minutes, you know, you can listen to it real quick and, you know, move on. So, you know, don't forget to, you know, follow, you know, my link. I got my links all over the place on Instagram. I believe this podcast. Go on TikTok, you know, if you want to, you know, see a review of AEW Dynamite. And I'm going to be talking about some stuff on TikTok, you know, just articles and my opinion on certain stuff. You know, a lot of quick videos, so I'm not going to make y'all wait, you know, and listen to it on the podcast. You know, we're going to do it on TikTok, you know, and it makes it easier, I think, too, you know, where you don't have to sit, you know, through something that you just want to talk about real fast, you know, on a podcast. I can just do it on TikTok. I want to talk about Adam Copeland or, you know, his match, how good his match is. I could just make a specific video just for that. So it's very important to go follow my TikTok page, you know, check out my links. You know, I'm all over the place with TikTok. So, you know, hey, you know, catch me and follow me now while I'm kind of, you know, while I'm getting there. When I get too big, you know, you're going to be like, man, I remember when he used to be small. His podcast and TikTok page used to be small. He's doing big things. Trust me. I'm doing it. And I'm doing it for y'all, you know. The fans, the followers, the loyal followers of this podcast, of my TikTok page. I get on here to talk to y'all about this kind of stuff, you know. This is the only place where, you know, where my opinion, you know, is gonna matter on my show. You know, I don't care what anybody else says, you know, other YouTuber or podcast person or anything. On Talk is BDC Wrestling, it's all fair games. If I say something's whack, it's whack. If I say something's good, it's good. You know, I'm not agreeing with everybody just because it's the cool thing to do. I'm not going to, you know, for instance, you know, talk a lot down on WWE, you know, or, you know, how boring Cody Rhodes' podcast is. I mean, I said podcast. I'm sorry. How boring Cody Rhodes' title run so far is. I don't think it's been that good, you know, so far. And we're going to get into this Cody Rhodes. This is what we're going to get into first. Cody Rhodes. I'm tired of his title run already. You know, I talked about it on X, on Facebook, everywhere. I'm just tired of it. Him being so like emotional and coming out, seem to be all sad or talk about his dad a lot. And, you know, I want to see some personal stories without his dad being involved and without him being emotional. And, you know, I want to see some classic storylines of just somebody jumping him, don't like him. You know, just, I don't want to see always somebody's jumping him about his dad or something. Oh, I respect your dad and your dad like me, or, you know, stuff like that. I'm just tired of, like, I don't know. You know, I'm not talking about Cody Rhodes, you know, or, you know, trying to downplay him just because it's cool on the comments and X or whatever, you know. I see a lot of people bashing him, and, you know, I hate to agree, but, you know, I agree. You know, it's, when we see something different. He did it in AEW, you know, coming out every week in suits and just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. I'm tired of it, you know, just, I'm not saying he deserved to lose the title, you know, it's too early, you know, I want to see some stories and, you know, him build out some stories, but I feel like this Logan Paul, Cody Rhodes match, I don't know how I feel about it yet. I get why, like I said, I get why WWE's doing it. I said it and talked about it on my, you know, TikTok page. I get why they're doing it, you know, but at the same time, is it okay just because I get it? You know, AJ Styles, you know, he busted his butt off, you know, to get that number one contender, you know, ship, and then he lost, and now he's trying to win the King of the Ring to prove himself back to get another title shot, but they just announced Logan Paul, you know, to get a shot. Make it make sense, you know. Make, you know, I don't understand, you know, because if AEW did it, it'd be, you know, it'd be everything on the internet. You know, it'd be all over the talk of the, you know, internet. But, you know, I do see people saying it's random, and most of the people were in the same boat. They get it. I just don't know if I get it. You know, if everybody get it, is it okay? I'm just not okay. You know, I know Logan Paul is that dude, and I hate to say it, you know, but SummerSlam is coming to Cleveland, you know, so there is a small chance of me, like, Logan Paul might win this. One bad thing, you know, I think in this whole, you know, this title match, it's title versus title. I don't think Logan Paul needs two belts, you know, and I don't think Cody Rhodes needs two belts. So for me, it's a lose-lose situation. And I don't know, like, you know, I don't see how they can win with this unless, you know, this build is going to be a start of something else, like a false finish or something leading to somebody else, you know, that don't like Cody Rhodes or Logan Paul. Most likely it'll be Cody Rhodes, but if somebody screwed Cody Rhodes over, wouldn't Logan Paul be mad too? Because, you know, if it's a no DQ finish, wouldn't he be mad too? You know, so I don't know what they're doing with this, you know. You know, if Cody Rhodes wins, you know, he become a Grand Slam champion. You know, and then what? You know, do he lose that United States belt quick, or do he just hold on to it? You know, WWE starting to be a thing where a lot of people hold two titles. I'm not sure if I want to see that. You know, I don't want to see Cody Rhodes hold two titles. You know, I see it in AEW a lot. You know, the Bang Bang game. You know, just, you know, Kenny Omega had 3 or 4 belts. You know, just, do Cody Rhodes really need the United States title? He can't win it later on, like, you know, down the road a little bit, or, you know, are they that itchy to put the belt on him? Just like, you know, so they can call him a Grand Slam champion. They can't wait. I don't know. That's just my thoughts on that. You know, I don't know. It seemed like, you know, Cody Rhodes is like, you know, I want to say like the next John Cena type Roman / Hulk Hogan. You know, he's that person. that we're going to see in promos every week and, you know, open challenges, and he's going to overcome all the odds. And that's the kind of person that, you know, that's how they're booking Cody Rhodes, to be like that, you know. And, you know, I don't know if I'm cool with that, because he was doing it in AEW, you know, just coming out, having good matches, talking every week. You know, he'll come out and cry about his dad and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it was just, it got tiring. And I feel like I'm just continuing from AEW to WWE, you know, just Cody Rhodes is doing the same stuff, you know. Only difference is he's doing it, you know, in WWE. I don't know how I feel about that, you know. But the one good thing about that is, you know, it could lead to something good, you know. And for anybody who know or listen to this podcast, I always try to turn a negative into a positive. So I'm going to stick with that and believe that something's good is going to come from this. Maybe a good feud, you know. But one thing I'll say before, you know, I stop talking about this is, for sure it's going to be a good match. Don't get me wrong. I'm not here to bash it and say it's going to be a bad match. It's a bad idea. You know, Cody Rhodes is a good wrestler. Logan Paul is a damn good wrestler. Really good wrestler for, you know, up and coming. You know, only he's been around. You know, he's calling, you know, he's saying he got the best rookie year ever. You know, Logan Paul is that dude, and nobody's saying that it's going to be a bad match. It's just, you know, the question is, what's the point? You know, to put the belt on him, to have, you know, two titles on him. Maybe 10% of people believe that. And, you know, the other, you know, 90% of the people believe that Cody Rhodes is going to be a Grand Slam champion. And that's just how it's going to be. You know, let's talk about this King of the Ring real quick. I don't want to get too much into it. I talked about it last week a little bit. You know, you can go listen to my episode last week about the, you know, King of the Ring. I want to know, you know, what everybody thinks about this King of the Ring being, you know, at house shows. You know, most importantly, some of the big names of this King of the Ring has been wrestling at house shows. Two names that pop up, you know, without mentioning all of them: Tiffany Stratton, LA Knight. Tiffany Stratton is on one right now. Like, she's been on a tear right now, tearing everything up. People love her. They love the boo her. They love the cheer. You put her on a house show, her qualifying match, and then on top of that, you put a guy who sold, at one point, was number one in merchandise sales, one of the most cheer beloved wrestlers besides Cody Rhodes, and at one point was selling more than Cody Rhodes, LA Knight. You know, you got LA Knight and Tiffany Stratton on house shows. You took away both of their matches on SmackDown, which I understand you trying to sell house show tickets and stuff like that. And, you know, that's not my gripe with this. My gripe with this is it seemed like they're watering down LA Knight. Maybe not Tiffany Stratton as much. You know, yeah, she's on a house show or whatever. But LA Knight seemed like he was going to win the title a couple of times. People can't stop cheering him. You know, he wasn't on the Backlash pay-per-view, one of the best crowds ever in wrestling, period. Did they drop the ball with LA Knight, or are they doing it on purpose? Because dropping a ball is like you don't understand somebody and you're trying to do something, you know, to get him like that, you know, to that next level. Doing it on purpose is already, you already got a megastar that you just basically just throwing water on. Just, you know, LA Knight ain't doing nothing. We don't really like him that much. Cool him down. You know, don't give him promos much. Don't give him pay-per-view matches. You know, I feel bad for LA Knight because he's literally like, you know, he's not the youngest on the roster. So it ain't like you could be like, yeah, 10 years later, we'll push him. He's in his 30s already, you know, I think mid-30s. So, you know, what do you do? Like, do you just water him down and just, you know, and focus on the younger talent like Logan Paul and Austin Theory. And, you know, to me, that's not right. LA Knight deserves way better than that. I don't care what nobody say. That's just my opinion. You know, he deserves better than that. A lot of these King of the Ring matches are getting pushed to house shows. I'm not sure why. Maybe they don't have a lot of TV time. Like, I understand maybe SmackDown side, but Raw got plenty of time. But maybe they just don't want to, like, you know, put the whole show for just, you know, eliminate or qualifying matches for the King of the Ring. Maybe that's the case, you know. You know, and I understand that too, you know, just have a whole show, you know, with, you know, qualifying matches. But my whole point was some of the good people, like, you know, one of the matches I seen, Kofi Kingston versus Rey Mysterio at a house show. Former champions, former or future Hall of Famers. Well, one of them is a Hall of Famer already. Kofi Kingston's a future Hall of Famer. Longest tag team champion, multiple time champion, and you got them at a house show? You could have had them fight at a house show, you know, and still, they could have had a match on Raw still for the qualifying. You know, house shows is whatever. It don't tell a lot of story, but I guess they're trying to prove a point to where they want people to go to house shows more because you might see some qualifying matches for King of the Ring. I don't know. Is this weird to me that they doing this? Like, you know, you could have shortened the tournament a little bit, maybe, or spread the tournament out longer. Have some qualifying matches this week on Raw, and then maybe, you know, last week, whatever, just book it like that. But I don't know. It seems like they're in a rush. With these pay-per-views in between, they rushing things. I don't know. One more thing I want to talk about on the WWE side real quick. It's Solo Sikoa. For those who seen him on SmackDown this week, was horrible. Or Friday, I would say. Depending on what time you listen to this podcast, it'll be Monday, whatever, Monday morning, Monday afternoon. But last SmackDown, I would say, last episode of SmackDown, Solo Sikoa, you know, I talked to him, you know, you're going to be my wise man. You know, bring it in. Give me a hug. Like, what are we, 5 years old? You know, I die so much listening to that, whatever you want to call it, promo, just him talking. Sound like he was straight read from a script. It don't sound like something that he would say for real. It just didn't sit well with me. You know, it didn't sit well at all. To me, Solo was never really good on the mic. He wasn't good on NXT on the mic. And, you know, I hate to say it, but he's a bodyguard. Let Paul Heyman talk for him. You know, he can come in and say some lines, but let Paul Heyman do a lot of the talking. You know, it didn't sound right to me. It didn't come off as, oh, this is really him. Like, you know, this dude is really scary. Like, I was listening to, like, you know, like, oh my God, like, this shit is so funny. Like, I was about to die laughing. I was laughing so hard. Like, like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Like, cringy. Like, you know, just now that was me trying to laugh. I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm sitting there looking at it like, they want me to laugh? Because he sounds like he's reading a little, like, a script, literally. Like, you haven't talked to him since he lost our title. Our title? What? Okay. I don't know. Solo Sikoa needs some help. You got the wise man there and other Bloodline members, which I don't know if they can talk. But we all know the wise man. Paul Heyman can talk. So, if he's the wise man for that group, let him talk. You know, let y'all do the work, the wrestling, and let him do the talking, you know, on the mic, because they horrible with that. Horrible. And that's just me, you know, my straight opinion. You know, Solo and saying he's a leader, he's barely winning. You know, he's only hitting people with a Samoan spike and jumping people. They should make him, like, you know, they should have him killing people in the ring. Like, beating, you know, just restart him a little bit. Just have him start beating people badly again, you know. And, you know, and then it'd be like, okay, this dude's killing people, but you losing every house show match and just matches on TV. And, you know, you went from beating John Cena to losing every match. It just don't make sense. Make it make sense. I don't know. But let's get into a little bit of AEW talk. You know, just a little bit. You know, AEW, it seemed like they're pushing for these 3-hour shows. You know, they're doing Dynamite, Rampage, Collision, Rampage. Next week they're doing, I think, Collision, Rampage again. You know, I don't know how I feel about these 3-hour shows because they literally feel like a different show. Like, you know, Rampage and Dynamite feels like a different show. I think if you're doing a 3-hour show, just book it as a 3-hour show. Just do it as a special Dynamite this week. Because you get this really good card for 2 hours. Main event good. And then all of a sudden the show just goes down and, you know, people are leaving and the main event be kind of iffy and why is this the main event? And I just got done watching Ospreay and this person main event. And I don't know. It just seems a little off to me. And sometimes, even, you know, not being there live, you know, it's hard to watch on TV sometimes. You know, just book the show as a 3-hour show like a Monday Night Raw and have the real main event be the real main event, you know, and just not the main event for the 2-hour show first. And then, you know, and then the main event for Rampage, you know, some random women's match or, you know, don't even got no beef or no story to it or something like that. You know, it just, I don't know. I don't like it. I ain't gonna lie. You know, everybody know I love AEW. They can't do wrong, but they doing some wrong right here. I don't like make these shows just a full 3-hour show. But don't cut it off and then you come back to my Rampage and this Sunday Night Heat card. All right, no, I'm good. I am good. But AEW got a lot of good stuff going. You know, not too much. I want to get into AEW. You know, I wanted to talk about what I want to talk about, but I just want to get my little 2 cents on it. You know, these, like I said, 3-hour shows, Collision and Dynamite, you know, being thrown with Rampage. Just not a big fan of it. What I am a fan of is this Elite storyline going with the Young Bucks, you know, the Rainmaker, Okada, and Jack Perry. You know, I'm a big fan of it. You know, I wanted to say Jungle Boy Jack Perry, but, you know, Jack Perry or whatever, you know. I like the storylines, you know, so far. I think it's pretty good. Jack Perry has been doing really, really good, I think. He's been, to me, killing it. You know, he brought his name back. You know, I'm glad that he didn't come back to Jungle Boy and they just try to make him, you know, a face again. I think this is going to, you know, start his career as a, you know, a big-time player in AEW. And I believe he's a big-time player, you know. You know, he got the look. To me, that beard, you know, with the wild hair, he just looks crazy. You know, him beating Kenny Omega up and, you know, him hitting Tony Khan a couple of weeks ago. Just, I like this new Elite storyline, the Elite storyline. I do think they need some kind of, you know, Kenny Omega, I guess, is like the good general manager. And then the Young Bucks are the, you know, the good or the bad ones. But they need somebody in between where, you know, Tony Khan is like, you know, the EPs don't have power on TV. This is the general manager. They need somebody like that. Maybe they do that eventually. You know, we'll see, like, somebody just come in and be, like, the real just general manager. But I do like it. I think it's pretty cool. It reminds me, you know, of something like the Nexus-type storyline / NWO with them taking over the show and having, you know, the intro and all that stuff like that. I think it's pretty cool. You know, AEW's doing pretty nice right now. You know, Adam Copeland and, You know, Adam Copeland has been killing it. Him and Kyle O'Reilly put on a really good match. You know, the co-open is pretty good. I think Adam Copeland got at Double or Nothing, he got a big pay-per-view match, you know, against Malakai Black. Steel cage barbed wire match, which, man, that's gonna be crazy. I know that might be Adam Copeland's last match. The way he be doing crazy stuff, I wouldn't be surprised. That'd be his last match. Like, that dude like to go out there and basically kill himself. Like, he gonna do some crazy stuff that match. Like, but yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about with AEW. AEW's been pretty good this week. You know, they had some good stuff. You know, I think the Rampage was a little off a little bit, but, you know, we got Dynamite coming on Wednesday. And we got another episode of Collision / Rampage. So, you know, and, you know, don't forget, like I said, we got Dynamite Wednesday. I want people to go check out my TikTok. You know, I will have a full review of, you know, Dynamite coming up on Wednesday. It might be Wednesday or Thursday morning. I think I put it out Thursday morning. So, it might be Thursday morning or Wednesday night. But, you know, follow my TikTok, you know, you'll see it. And, yeah, you know, that's all I really want to talk about with this episode. You know, just a couple of things here and there. You know, this is a WWE more heavy episode. You know, a lot of my episodes are going to be just how, you know, stuff going on and how I feel. AEW got a big pay-per-view coming up, Double or Nothing. You know, and that's going to be Sunday, May 26th. So, you know, I probably will have a prediction show on my TikTok page. You know, and the main event, of course, is Swerve Strickland versus Christian Cage. We got, you know, like I said, Adam Copeland versus Malakai Black, you know, TNT title match, barbed wire cage match. And we got Mercedes Moné versus Willow Nightingale, you know, for the TBS championship, women's championship. Then, of course, you got Toni Storm versus, you know, Serena Deeb, you know, for the AEW Women's Championship. So the pay-per-view is looking promising. You know, you got the Anarchy Rules match, you know, the 4-on-4. So they got a lot of good stuff going on. Like, Dynamite is looking really, really good, you know, this week. You know, they got a contract signing. They got Okada versus Dax for the, you know, the championship, the AEW Continental Championship. They got Adam Copeland, or not Adam Copeland. You got Hook returning this week, you know, looking for Jericho. You know, they got some good stuff, you know. Harley Karen versus Toni Storm in an Eliminator, or this is a grudge match. You know, and then they got the rest of the card. They're going to probably announce, you know, in a couple of days, maybe on Tuesday. AEW is doing pretty good right now. Wrestling is in a good state right now, I'll say. You know, a lot of the beef with WWE and AEW people, I try to ignore that and just focus on the good. And they both doing really, really good right now, you know. But, you know, I want to end this episode, you know, on that note with them just being both good. And, you know, hopefully Raw, Dynamite's good, Collision's good, you know, and all that good stuff. Don't forget, like I said, to, you know, give me that 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify. That goes a long way. Don't forget to, you know, follow the link and, you know, follow me on TikTok, YouTube, and all that stuff. And, you know, that's what's up. You know, I got some good stuff coming up. You know, check out my ex this week. You know, check out my ex right now if you listen to this episode. I got some stuff with Kenny Bomb, you know, I want y'all to go check out. We're going to be streaming AEW Fight Forever on Tuesday. Check that out. You know, I'm not sure if I'm going to be streaming that, but I know Kenny Bomb is, you know. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff. You know, I got some other plans for this podcast where I might be sponsoring some stuff. You know, I might be sponsoring some stuff, getting sponsored, you know, just got some guests coming in the future. So, you know, I'm cooking a lot with this podcast. So, you know, just show me some love and, you know, go like and share and do all that fun stuff, like I said. And, you know, that's all I can ask for, you know. And before I leave, I like to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. Hopefully everybody enjoy, you know, and people, you know, without their mom, hopefully you celebrate it, your mom, and never forget your mom. And, you know, you do got your mom, you know, hopefully you had a good time. You took her out maybe, or you ate, or you made some food at home, or you just spent some time with your mom. You know, it's not about money always. Sometimes you just spending time with your mom, you know, is big enough. So, you know, but yeah, I like to thank everybody for, you know, listening. You know, hopefully you have a good work weekend or work week. You know, if you listen to me at work or driving in the car, or, you know, laying down on your PlayStation, on the Xbox, I hope you having a good time. And, you know, I appreciate you, and I hope to see y'all on the next episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. Peace.